Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm James Royce. Almost 2.5 million Australians would receive a pay rise in line with inflation if Fair Work listens to the government's submission to the annual wage review. This would mean our lowest paid workers would score an increase that is in line with the cost of living. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has told the ABC they need all the help they can get.
One of the best ways that we can help people deal with cost of living pressures is to get wages moving again so people earn more and keep more of what they earn.
The latest news poll makes grim reading for Labor, with its primary support dropping to its lowest level since November, sparking fears it could be headed to a minority government next election. Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce has told Seven the honeymoon's definitely over for the PM.
First term governments generally get a second term, but this is showing that Mr Albanese is giving a red hot shot of making his government a one term government.
The ALP leads the coalition after preferences 51 to 49. Sobering stats show young drivers are 30% more likely to crash in their first year on the road if they're behind the wheel of a car they own or have been given. Aussie research published in the Nine papers also show these L and P platers are twice as likely to be injured than those who borrow the family car. Queensland will spend more than $30 million to provide free vaccinations to protect babies against the RSV virus. And our Aussie athletes heading to the Paris Games might want to pack the aero guard with an outbreak of the Asian tiger mosquito in the French capital. Fumigation efforts so far haven't worked.